An elk hunt, way out in the middle of nowhere, just you and your buddy, glassing and stalking. Well, not so much. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Good buddy Corey Scorin had the intentions I just described, but as they say in the infomercials, wait, there's more.
It was a Friday afternoon. We got out there 1 o'clock in the afternoon, up on the mountain, 30 miles back on dirt roads, single lane fire roads, crawling up switchbacks. So we're in the middle of nowhere. So we get up there, we hike in, get up on the top of the mountain, glass our ridges, spend the day looking, spotting, and then we hike back down at dark and we make camp right on the side of the road in this little turnout that you could fit a vehicle in to turn around. We ended up sleeping in the back of the truck under the snow because it started snowing that night. We wake up 6 o'clock in the morning to a truck coming up the mountain, and sure enough, stopping right where we are. And we thought once they seen us, they were going to turn around, and they backed up and started getting out. And there was about five of them that decided to jump out of their truck. We jump out of ours, proceed to have a little conversation, you know, hey, where are you guys planning on going? And they plan on going right up the mountain and hiking the ridges that we're at. So we're trying to have a conversation about hunting ethics, and I've gotten beat to spots before. You put your head between your legs and you turn around and you go somewhere else. And they weren't having none of that. So they actually got out of their vehicle and tried to race us up the mountain, and they actually ended up beating us up there because they jumped right out. First they told us, oh, hey, we'll let you guys go. So we start putting our stuff on, we turn around, and boom, they're gone up the mountain. We're stuck trying to figure out what do we do now. So we pushed up the mountain and tried to work around the backside, but as soon as you get up top, there's too many people.
Let us know how you feel at aginfo.net. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.